USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A deadly mass shooting in North Carolina. At least 7 people shot in Wilmington at a house party late last night. 3 people killed. No arrest announced and no word on a motive. Meanwhile, some encouraging news about the coronavirus. A new study finds the COVID vaccine is safe for those pregnant or breastfeeding, and their babies may also be protected from the virus. California is ready to allow indoor gatherings starting April 15th. Officials saying yesterday this will include concerts and sports events. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says we could have a somewhat normal Easter weekend.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
West Virginia now allowing those as young as 16 to get vaccinated, but in Texas, an 8-year-old mistakenly got vaccinated. The boy's father apparently registered his son online without any problems, and no one at the vaccine site in Dallas seemed to catch the error. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
In the midst of some encouraging signs, there is some discouraging news about the coronavirus, too. Oregon's governor announcing yesterday that case numbers are rising and a fourth surge of the virus is at its doorstep. Similar concerns expressed in Vermont. Also, Colorado extending its mask mandate another 30 days. More people finding work across the country. Federal officials announcing yesterday over 900,000 non-farm jobs were added in March, higher than expected. White House Economic Advisor Jared Bernstein telling CBS News yesterday he's confident even more jobs will be added through President Biden's infrastructure plan.
So we're confident that the progressive tax increases that we're proposing, the revenue raisers, not only help support create jobs by funding these kinds of productive infrastructure, clean energy, care economy ideas, but will simply lead to a situation where we're rewarding work, not wealth, and the corporate sector is paying its fair share.
Republicans, though, criticizing the $2 trillion plan for its cost and the effects of raising taxes to pay for it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
More stimulus checks going out. Here's Tim Berg.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan went out Friday to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. They will go to Social Security retirement, survivor, or disability supplemental security income, and Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A former Democratic presidential hopeful now recuperating after a trip to the ER. Wendy King has details.
Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The suspect killed in an attack on Capitol Police yesterday in Washington, D.C., may have had mental health issues. Indiana 25-year-old Noah Green shot by officers after apparently lunging at them with a knife. Friends and family members say Green expressed thoughts of paranoia and suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.